Hey grown-ups, warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Factor has a menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So, no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50. And use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/tales50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Hey grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy Women's History Month. I'm Blake. And my hero is Amelia Earhart, because she was the first woman to fly over the Atlantic Ocean.
Hey, Tailblazers! I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Tessa Goldman, Taryn from Collingwood, Ontario, and Lily. Lily, Taryn, and Tessa, I hope you all have awesome birthdays. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Big Feet and Long Tales. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine, Sasquatch. She lives in freshwater forest, and not everyone sees her all the time. Her job is to protect the forest, all of the indigenous plants and animal habitats, so she mostly stays there maintaining its balance. This story is about a time when Sasquatch came out of the forest to my house. It was early one morning. Pippa, my dog Sherlock and Cheese, and I were all still asleep when we were awoken by the walls shaking. It felt like an earthquake. Cheese and Sherlock started to bark. Picture frames were falling off the wall. I was worried that our whole house would collapse, and then all of a sudden, the shaking stopped, and the house went still. The dogs went silent to listen to what could be happening. Suddenly, there were three big rumbles against the walls, almost as if a giant were knocking at our door. Surely enough, as I opened the door to look out to see what was happening, there was my good friend Sasquatch, hanging off of the treehouse, looking through the door.
Rebecca! Oh no! Something terrible is happening in the forest!
Sherlock and Cheese were cowering under the dinner table. Oh, they know Sasquatch. The idea of her shaking our tree to say hello had gotten them a little nervous.
Oh, Rebecca! Oh no! Oh no! There is something terrible happening in the forest and I need your help!
That's okay, Sasquatch. Why don't we take three big breaths together to calm ourselves down so I can hear you? Sasquatch took a big inhale. Cheese and Sherlock were brushed across the floor as she sucked all the air in, making almost a vacuum. Sasquatch isn't the largest friend in freshwater, like Paula Bunyan, but she is very powerful. And when she's worked up like this, it's not just her feelings that feel big. When she exhaled, the dogs began to brush back across the floor. I have never seen her so upset. Usually she is so gentle. How are you feeling? I asked her. Sasquatch looked much calmer now. Her volume was lower and her breath was much more steady. But one big tear was falling from her eye and it landed right at the front of our door, making a big puddle. Sherlock and Cheese started to lap it up.
Oh, Rebecca, I have been hearing all of these scary and awful rumblings around the woods.
Which was a funny use of words as she just came rumbling up to my house.
It's about this awful beast that roams the forest, knocking down trees and stirring up flower beds, ripping up bushes and scaring away all of the squirrels, foxes, moles, and bears. And I keep hearing people tell these stories of this beast living in my forest, our forest, that is destroying all of our land, plant life, and affecting all of the animals' homes.
I wasn't sure about this story, not having heard it myself, but seeing Sasquatch so shook up, I feel like I had to help her investigate. Well, Sasquatch, what do you think this could be about? Have you seen any of these events that everyone else is talking about? And again, she began to roar and cry, getting very overwhelmed.
No, I have been hearing these stories and trying to suss out the problem. So I keep going through the forest looking for clues and nothing. Some people are saying that there are these huge footprints that are crushing animals, uprooting trees even. I have been checking on the trees in the forest to make sure that the new nests from the birds returning from migration are safe. And I have been checking on the anthills and the colonies. They have all been safe. And I've been looking around for new beehives to make sure that they are safe and that the bees are still able to pollinate all of the new flowers. Everything seems to be safe and sound, and I cannot find any trace of destruction.
Sasquatch looked so forlorn. Usually she does such a great job of taking care of her forest that the idea of a monster being around that she cannot find any sight of was really making her upset, making her lose hope and feel like she'd been failing at her life's work. You know what, Sasquatch? Why don't we go out there together? Sherlock and Cheese have great noses and they can spell out if there's any strange sense of someone coming around and destroying the forest. And I'm not the world's greatest detective, but four eyes are better than two, so why don't you and I work together to look for clues? Sasquatch seemed to feel much better at the prospect of having so much help. Even the great protector of our forest was willing to admit that getting help can really make a big problem seem smaller. I told her that I just had to feed Sherlock and Cheese breakfast, and then we'd come meet her and help look around. Sasquatch walked back into the forest, much calmer than how she entered. And you might not know this, but Sasquatch is usually so gentle and delicate, and her return to the forest didn't shake up any trees, and without her heavy breathing, there was no wind. All in all, you might not have even noticed her being there, because she is so cautious with her presence in the woods. I began to get ready, hoping we could solve this mystery as fast as we could and make sure she felt a lot better. Then I heard what sounded like pebbles being thrown at the door of our treehouse. At first, I thought maybe Sasquatch actually had not walked back into the forest and she was still out there, but wanting to get our attention in a much quieter way. So I turned the doorknob and opened it. But no one was there. I didn't see the face of my big friend from the woods, but I did feel a rush of air run past my ankles. And then I heard a crash of a chair in my dining room and a slam onto my dining room table. Cheese and Sherlock again cowered the table as here was our second interruption of the morning. I turned around and there was my friend, Charlie Flyswatter, the gnome who guarded a magical ancient cave in the forest. He looked pretty on edge, standing nervously on my table.
By my bearded hat, Rebecca, Rebecca,
Charlie yelled in his high-pitched voice.
Oh no, I don't know what to do. I've been sitting in my cave and hearing all of these stories from people outside talking about this little man who is sneaking around the woods and forcing people to go on quests. And then once they go on the quest, they aren't seen or heard from again. I have been looking for the past few weeks to discover this little guy. Even though I'm supposed to guard the cave with my life, I have been leaving it every weekend because I want to make sure no one else is missing. But I haven't heard any sign of this creature anywhere. Have you seen him, Rebecca?
I told him I hadn't. He sat down on the table with his little boots hanging off the edge. Cheese and Sherlock were now listening attentively.
I don't know what to do. What am I going to do?
Well, let's start by taking three big grounding breaths. I felt a little more easy about Charlie taking large breaths in our house. And so Sherlock, Cheese, Charlie, and I all took three big grounding breaths together. In and out. Charlie's breaths were a little short still, so we all took an extra one together, in and out. And then I said, "You know, Charlie, a friend of mine came over this morning with a similar problem, and I was about to head out to help her solve the mystery. So maybe you can come with us into the forest and we can all look for this mysterious creature together?"
Oh, well, maybe. I think that's a good idea.
So the four of us set out. Cheese and Sherlock led the way, sniffing around looking for those two mysterious creatures. Cheese was looking down for the smaller one, and Sherlock was looking up to find the bigger creature. But none of us could find any sign of the creature Sasquatch had mentioned or the creature Charlie was talking about. No broken branches, no little footsteps, no moss scraped off the trees, and no sign of people walking in circles on a quest like they were under the spell that Charlie had heard people talking about. And then we stumbled across a small hill of flowers. They were newly blooming as it was spring, and they were all safe and protected, with no sign of being trampled. Next to them sleeping was our friend, Sasquatch. Sasquatch perked up from her nap, and Charlie yelled out,
"Sassy! It's so great to see you, my friend! I haven't seen you in months! Where have you been?"
And Sasquatch responded,
"Oh, Chuck boy, am I glad to see you. Hi, Rebecca, Sherlock, and Cheese. It's such a gift to have so many friends in the forest today. Chuck, we haven't seen each other in a while, but maybe that's because you are usually spending most of your time in your cave. I know you tend to keep to yourself." "Well, of course that's the reason, but it's nice to see you."
And Charlie gave her little finger a big hug, and Sasquatch embraced him with a gentle squeeze of her hand. We all settled into a circle on the soft forest ground as Sasquatch retold her story about the big, wicked giant roaming the forest. Charlie told her his story about the terrible little creature running around the woods, making people go on quests. As they kept talking, Charlie, Sasquatch, and I began to notice some of the commonalities in their stories. Sasquatch said,
"You know, Chuck, the story you are describing seems very odd, because I don't know anyone who has seen someone around the forest who sounds like your description, except for you."
Charlie immediately was offended.
What do you mean? You know that I don't.
Charlie started to ball up and get a little upset, and then he thought for a moment and said,
When I hear your story about a giant beast shaking trees and trampling the ground, I might think that were you. You are the only one in the forest I know who is so tall and could make such a mess just by walking. Not that I would think you would ever do that.
Sassy started to get upset at the thought, and Charlie began to apologize. All five of us sat there and considered these ideas. We listened to the birds chirping through the trees and the sound of the gentle breeze through the leaves. Then I spoke up. Hey, Charlie, you did send my friend Una on a magical quest through the cave when I was a kid. That's how she got her pet unicorn, Nikki. Do you remember?
Of course I do.
And you do happen to be a little man who some might consider to be pretty mysterious. You've guarded a dark and magical cave for thousands of years, after all. Charlie burst out in defense.
But, I only sent her on that quest to make sure she was someone who could be trusted with magical creatures. I didn't want her or anyone to get hurt.
I knew Charlie could go on, but to help make the point, I kept going with my explanation. And you, Sasquatch, describe a large creature who has the ability to hurt the magical forest you live in. There might be people who hear about a creature so powerful and awe-inspiring like yourself, and they imagine that that creature is very scary. Sasquatch broke out.
But Rebecca, I would never hurt this forest. I stay here to protect it, and the only time I make my presence known is to show a worthy friend about how to best take care of our shared earth and guide them on how the living, ground, animals, and spirits of our woods are worth protecting at all costs.
Charlie seemed to get it as he watched his friend defend herself.
Wait a second. You really believe anyone would think that Sassy is wicked?
Sasquatch began to understand as well.
And you think someone could think that Chuck has a scary bone in his body?
They both broke out in enormous laughter.
Oh, brother, that's hilarious.
That's the most hilarious thing I have ever heard. Who could think such a thing? Sassy? Scary? What a silly story. Chuck kidnapping anyone? How would he ever be able to? Hey, I'm strong.
And with that, they both snorted so loud that Cheese and Sherlock rolled over from the vibrations.
Oh, brother, that's hilarious.
But who would make up such strange stories about us both? And why would they assume we are wicked?
I tried to explain that sometimes people, especially people from outside of Freshwater, who have never experienced a magical community like ours, hear about something new that they are not used to, like a small gnome who lives in a fantastical cave, or a large being who protects our planet and forest. They don't understand how something so amazing like these two creatures could exist. They've never seen anything like it. Some people don't know how to be curious. They decide that if something they've never heard of could really exist, then it must be bad. Of course, if some of the people from outside Freshwater met either of you, they'd understand that you are just protecting our forest, land, and town, and they'd never think you were wicked or terrible. Unfortunately, not everyone is willing to use their imagination.
What can we do to help them understand we're not scary?
That's a very good question. I'm not always sure, but it could start with sharing your stories and making sure people know how protective you are of all of the things we love and share together. Both Charlie and Sasquatch took a look at me with wide eyes, and then they shared a knowing smirk with each other before breaking out.
That's hilarious.
And what? Talk to people we don't know? About ourselves? Not a chance. I don't think I could let people outside of Freshwater know about me, let alone let them see me to tell the story to them. And really, who has the time to do all of that explaining?
They both kept laughing at the absurdity of two shy beings making a point of telling the world about themselves. So I tried to calm them down. It's okay, you two. I think if you let me, I can keep telling your story. I have a little more time than both of you. And I think of you both so fondly that I want to make sure everyone in Freshwater knows how important you are to the community, even if it's something they don't always understand. How about I tell your stories? Sasquatch and Charlie looked at each other and both agreed.
Sure, sure. That could be nice. But please don't make it sound like we're so amazing that they come looking for us because they want to meet us. Oh yeah, don't do that. I'd much prefer to keep my privacy.
They both laughed again, sharing how it's nice to be shy, especially when you have a few friends you trust so much. The five of us hung out, just talking about some of the things we've seen in the forest and how our winters have been, and it was so great to just spend the day connecting with good friends. Sherlock, Cheese, and I found ourselves heading home as the sun was setting, and it felt so great to remember that I get to share the stories of all my amazing friends in Freshwater, and that they trust me to tell the world about them. I truly hope someday you'll get to meet them all yourselves. Of course, some of them are a little shy, and maybe they're not ready to meet all of you, but I do love getting to share the wonderful world of Freshwater with you. That was Big Feet and Long Tails, written by Harry Poster, produced by Chad Chennai, performed and executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. And grown-ups, don't forget you can get access to ad-free episodes of the Girl Tales podcast, as well as a range of other shows for the kids in your life, by subscribing to Star Glow Plus on Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, if you would like extra stories for your Tailblazers to listen to, like the original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, performed by me, well, there's only one place to get it. Head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Dorothy or above. And grown-ups, you can also find Girl Tales and Cordelia Studios on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.